Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You must have made this discovery a long time ago. You learned that Kroger Tenderay Beef is always both fresh and tender, and so delicious. And more recently, you found there's very little chance of getting those famous steaks and roasts. But right now, there's a new discovery waiting for you. It's another exclusive Kroger feature, delicious Kroger selected seafoods. Yes, it's high time you got acquainted with the finest and freshest selection of seafood in town. You see, Kroger selected seafoods have that fresh caught flavor, a rich, tangy flavor of the sea which is preserved and protected for your enjoyment. A special rush delivery system speeds Kroger seafoods to your Kroger store. And then, after delivery, they're protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. Yes, it's the finest selection of seafood in town, and priced to save you money. So make it a special point to buy and try these temptingly delicious seafoods just as soon as you possibly can. As a matter of fact, when you buy Kroger selected seafoods, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get some real soon, won't you? Remember, though, Kroger selected seafood is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The police have found out where Bill Carver and Jerry Manson are keeping the kidnapped Penny Gibbs. And though Freddie Lang begged Johnny Keith to keep the police away from Carver and Manson, or Carver would carry out his threat to kill her, no one would listen to him. So with Professor Rogers beside him, Captain Harlow of the Rossville Police says,
"There's the house. We think they're keeping her locked in, Professor."
"Yes, I see it, Captain Harlow. The one with the partially caved-in roof."
"Yes. A woman answering the description of Jerry Manson was seen going in there a little while ago, and that old house has been abandoned for 10 years.
Lonesome-looking place, well off the road, not even a clear path to it from any direction."
"Oh, perfect spot for a hideout." "Well, I see my men are all ready to close in from both sides. They're the men I sent out in a boat to come toward the house on the riverside."
"Yeah, then we'll close in from this side. Nobody will get away."
"Not alive."
"It's pretty dark, Captain Harlow. There's no lights on in the house, and we can't use lights either. And this fellow Carver's a slippery character. Are you sure you want to go through with it this way?"
"What else can we do? Your friend Tobin, the Federal Bureau, is really running the show. This is the way he wants it done."
"Well, Tobin's a good man, and if he says so, it goes, of course. But there hasn't been a ransom note or any suggestion that Miss Gibbs was kidnapped for profit. I just wonder if she's really in that house, or if she is, if she's alive."
"Yeah, I've wondered about that, too. But this is the first hint we've had as to where she might be. We're not going to pass up any lead. What time is it?"
One minute to 11.
"At 11 sharp, we start closing in. It's 100 feet from here to the house. If there's going to be any shooting, it'll start as soon as we've gone 50.
"Yeah, it's just about the time we hit the clearing around the house."
"Yes. So you can stay here if you like, Professor Rogers. You're not here in an official capacity."
"I'm here to help all I can, Captain Harlow, and I won't be of much help standing back here watching things. And if it's all right with you, I brought my gun."
"If you hadn't brought your own, I'd have given you one of mine." "You were one of the best shots in the Bureau, Tobin tells me."
"Well, I started shooting twigs off trees when I was 6 years old."
"And finished shooting hoodlums off their high horses just a couple of months ago."
"Maybe I'll have to shoot just one more, but I hope not."
"Same here. If Carver's in there and has any sense at all, he'll come out with his hands up when he sees how many men we have." "Uh-oh. 11 sharp.
Shh. Quiet, men. Let's go."
"Yeah, that moon's pretty bright. I can see a man rowing a boat across the river toward the house."
"Yes. They should hit mid-river about the same time we get out of these bushes into the clearing."
"Yeah, they're about midstream now."
"Well, we're about into the clearing, too."
"Yes, and out into the moonlight. Oh, we'll make beautiful targets."
"We're 20 to 1.
20 to 2, maybe, Captain. Jerry Manson might be in there with him."
"I'm not counting her. She'll die of fright when she sees she's trapped. I know her kind. Uh-oh, we're coming into the clearing."
"Yeah. The boat out in the river's past midstream. The men to the left and the right of the house have just stepped out of the underbrush.
Swell. So far, so good. Well, we're out in the clearing, too. Things ought to start happening any minute. Hey. Huh? Is that a light in the house just then?
I didn't see anything.
The window to the right.
Oh.
There.
Oh.
Get ready to hit the ground. I think that was a cigarette being lighted.
Or the reflection of the headlight from a car on the highway back of us.
Maybe. Get ready for anything.
I'm ready. We're about 20 paces from the house now. Nothing's happened.
Maybe he's waiting to hit a couple of us for sure just to make the score even before we get him.
Be just like him.
Well, we'll know in a minute if...
Hey, what was that?
Well, that boatload of your men just hit shore on the other side of the house.
Oh, yes. For a minute, I thought it was something being moved inside the house. There's something funny here, Professor Rogers.
Well, no sign of life, I know that.
Yes, and I don't like it.
No.
Quick, a couple of fast steps and we're up to the door.
All right, let's go.
Made it. Now we're out of the range of fire. Down, men. Down under the windows, all of you. We'll throw tear gas through the windows if we hear a move inside.
And the door's partly open, Captain Harlow.
Yes, I saw that. Might be a trap, though.
Let's wait and listen a minute. Hold your breath. It's quiet enough here so we can hear anyone breathing inside the house.
Good idea. Quiet, men. Hold your breath a minute. Not a sound.
But anyone inside the house could hear everything we said, so... guess that wasn't much of a test.
Let's push the door all the way open and see what happens. All right. I can reach it with my hand. I'll push it.
All right. Careful now.
Don't worry. Here goes. I'm going to push the door open.
Ah. I guess he's waiting for one of us to step in. What a target to shoot at, too. A man against the moonlight.
I'll go in first.
Let's go in together. With the two of us to shoot at, he may get over-anxious and miss both of us.
Good idea. Be ready to spot the flash of his gun and open up on him.
Well, the safety catch of my pistol's been off for half an hour. Let's go.
Lay low, men. If anything happens, you know what to do.
Come on, Professor. We'll go in together.
Right. Well, no one in this room.
Doesn't seem to be.
No, but there's been a fight in here. Look, there's enough moonlight coming through the door to see. That chair there is smashed, and it looks as if it had been broken just recently, too.
Here, some liquid on the floor, too. Huh? Shiny stuff.
Yeah. Say, your men are coming through from the other side of the house, Captain Harlow. This place is empty. You think we can shine a flashlight around?
I think so. First thing I want to look at is this stuff on the floor.
All right, turn on your light. Let's look at it.
Yeah, it's on. What's that stuff on the floor look like to you?
Yeah, it's just what you think it is, Captain. It's blood. There's more over here.
Hmm?
Yeah, not much, but enough to prove there's been a fight in here.
Or worse.
I'm trying not to think of that, Captain Harlow. Well, obviously someone was here, and just a little while ago, this stuff is still wet.
And they've done it, Professor.
Killed her, you mean?
Killed her and taken her away.
Somehow, I don't think so. If she were dead, they'd just leave her here.
Well, then they wounded her and ran off with her because they got wind we were on our way here.
Now, that might be. But one thing is sure. Miss Gibbs isn't here, and... well, we're going to have to start from the beginning again to find out where she is.
Well, that's easier said than done, Professor Rogers. Because before we find Miss Gibbs, we've got to find where to begin.
You're comfortable in the back seat, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Carver.
That's great. Behaving herself back there, Jerry?
Jerry's asleep.
Oh, asleep, huh? Just that little tussle we had must have tired her out.
Yeah, I guess so. Isn't it a shame?
Sure is. Your trick almost worked, didn't it?
My trick?
Yeah, making a play for me when you knew Jerry was coming up to the house. What gave you the idea, sweetheart?
Oh, I just thought it might work, that's all.
Yeah? Ah, no. That was Freddie's idea, wasn't it?
Does it make any difference?
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference. Because after me and Jerry get you out here in the country and get rid of you, I'm going back to town and take care of that kid.
He had nothing to do with it. It was my idea.
Yeah, well, maybe so. But I'm taking care of Freddie just in case.
You just won't be talked out of being a fool, will you, Mr. Carver?
Look, you keep your mouth shut, sweetheart. I listened to you and nearly got in a jam with Jerry. If I hadn't got that gun out of her hand, I'd be dead now.
Too bad.
Yeah, you almost had your way, didn't you? You figured I'd take out my gun and me and Jerry would shoot it out while you scrammed, huh? You didn't think I could handle Jerry the way I did you?
I didn't think she could handle you the way she did. You know, you had a lovely bloody nose for a while.
Yeah, but I took the fight out of Jerry when I banged that chair across her back.
Oh, my, aren't you the big hero, though? You're, slowing down. Is this the place?
Ah, there's a police car coming down the highway. Look, let out a yell when it passes and you'll get it before you know what happened to you.
What difference does it make if you do it now or a little later?
Just yell and you'll see what difference it makes. Here comes a police car. I got my gun in my lap. If you yell, you know what happens.
Yes, I know.
Okay, here it comes. Take your choice. Well, there wasn't a peep out of you. Why not?
Your warning was quite plain, Mr. Carver.
Smart girl.
Why am I so smart? It only delays it a little longer.
Yeah, I get it. You still think you can talk me out of it, huh?
I'm certainly going to try.
Well, look, you forget Jerry is going to be with us from now on, sweetheart. Don't waste your breath on me. Talk to Jerry and try to talk her out of it. Yeah. Just try to talk her out of it and see how far you get.
So Penny is still alive, but she's being taken out into the country. How can anyone help her now? And what chance is Penny of saving herself now that the scheme to turn Jerry and Bill against each other has failed? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. At the present time, there's not much chance of getting famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay beef, that you know. But wait. Do you know that right now your Kroger store has a marvelous variety of this outstanding Kroger feature, Kroger's Selected Seafood? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. So just as soon as you possibly can, drop around to your neighborhood Kroger store and get your share of this grand Kroger value, Kroger's Selected Seafood. It's the finest flavored seafood in town. Yes, it has that tantalizing fresh-caught flavor, for it's rushed delivered to your Kroger store. Decide now to treat your family to a shore dinner of Kroger's Selected Seafood.